Extreme sportsmanship. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. In case you missed it over the weekend, it was in the third round of the U.S. Open. 15-year-old tennis phenom Coco Gauff was up against top-ranked Naomi Osaka. And even though the crowd was definitely pro-Coco, she lost in straight sets. And as you do in tennis, she took the long walk to center court to congratulate the winner.
Tell us what Naomi told you at the net.
She told me that I did amazing and good luck, and then she asked if I could do the on-court interview with her, and I said no because I knew I was going to cry the whole time, but she encouraged me to do it.
And so the winner and the loser did the interview together. Now, you don't get much information from these interviews, but just to see a winner share the spotlight felt good amidst the more depressing events of the weekend.
Once again, thank you, Naomi. I don't want people to think that I'm trying to take this moment away from her because she really deserves it, so thank you.
Sort of a reverse Kanye West. Now, I will say I wouldn't want this to happen all the time. We certainly don't need to see the opposing tackles embrace in the NFL Division Finals. And as fate would have it, Osaka was herself defeated in the next round, so nice guys don't always finish first. But she won on class, and it was a moment of TV you'd actually want your kids to see. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.